Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Had Ukraine been in NATO, as you've advocated for and many others have advocated for, we would now have troops in Ukraine.
At a congressional hearing, Republican Senator Rand Paul suggested the Biden administration is responsible for the Russian invasion of Ukraine because it supported Ukraine's wishes to join NATO. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushed back, arguing the conflict happened because Russia doesn't want Ukraine to remain sovereign.
One country can't dictate to another the choices it makes about with whom it allies, its foreign policies, its decision or not to try to engage with the European Union, with NATO.
President Joe Biden pardoned three people, including Abraham Bolden, the former Secret Service agent who became the first African-American to serve on a presidential detail. He was charged with attempting to sell a secret file, but always maintained his innocence. In his first presidential acts of clemency, Biden also commuted the sentences of 75 people. The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris, who tested positive for COVID, has not been in close contact with Biden. And new White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha notes the U.S. is at an inflection point in the pandemic.
We have a lot more capabilities, a lot more tools to protect the American people. Testing, vaccines, therapeutics.
Despite a recent rise in infections, both hospitalizations and deaths are down. Economists with Deutsche Bank are predicting a major recession by next year, suggesting that in order to quell inflation, the Federal Reserve will raise rates so aggressively it will hurt the economy. On Tuesday, the Dow Jones fell 800 points. A U.S. Senate committee began debate on two bills to help smaller cattle producers by increasing federal oversight of large meat packers.
The big guys are muscling out the newer, smaller meat processors who simply can't compete, which leaves both farmers and families in a very difficult situation.
That's committee chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, who cited consolidation and lack of competition for vulnerabilities in the food supply chain. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn was cited for bringing a loaded handgun through a TSA checkpoint in Charlotte. It's the second time in a year that the Republican has been stopped by airport officials while carrying a gun. The House January 6th committee is reviewing House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's leaked phone calls from days after the attack, where he expresses concerns that former President Donald Trump would seek a pardon.
I do not want to get into any conversation about Pence pardoning. Again, I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should be done.
Talks of a pardon could suggest that Trump had obstructed justice in some way. Most Republicans called the tapes a distraction. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.